This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Edmunds, the car people, were out with some numbers the other day. New car and truck sales were down 15% last year, they said. Not surprising, given all the economic shutdowns, that huge jump in unemployment last spring, and the general economic agita that has lasted pretty much all year long. But the average price of the new vehicles that did sell was, in the fourth quarter, $40,000. The highest ever, and as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, one more sign, as if we needed it, that there are a couple of different realities going on in this economy.
For a lot of people, their 2020 finances were okay. They were gainfully employed and got stimulus money. For many others, 2020 was an exercise in financial hardship. And that means, according to Mike Ramsey, an analyst at Gartner, a research group, people who would have bought a less expensive new vehicle didn't.
So the average price, transaction prices moved up because the vehicles that continued to sell were selling to people who were buying more expensive vehicles.
So people priced out of new vehicles turned to used ones. Those sales were down from the year before, but still higher than expected in 2020. So were the prices of those vehicles, says Kristen Gicek with the Center for Automotive Research.
So we really saw skyrocketing prices in the used car market.
G-Check says part of that was also supply and demand. When manufacturing halted, there weren't that many new vehicles out there, driving shoppers to look at used ones. But those two, not necessarily a bargain. Because as Edmunds analyst Jessica Caldwell says, these days, used cars tend to not be cars.
More expensive trucks, SUVs, a lot of electrified vehicles, and that is bringing up prices.
Even with low interest rates, buying vehicles can turn into long-term debt for people. That was already a growing problem before the pandemic. And the CARES Act didn't include any auto loan relief.
Taking on debt for personal transportation is a real challenge for American families.
That's Charlie Chesbro, an analyst with Cox Automotive.
If I need personal transportation, I need to get to my doctor's appointments or my job. Even a pandemic's not going to keep me from going out and getting a vehicle.
And he says that's something we saw in 2020. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.